This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here at 603-283-6160. What do you want to comment on the latest dictator moves out of Ukraine, where they're nationalizing all their television channels so they can all broadcast government propaganda at all times? Or we talk about the central bank digital currency, which there's a little bit more here that I've just dug up in this 40-page document from the Federal Reserve, where they're just throwing out a bunch of ideas. They don't really know how they're going to do this yet, or if they're going to do it. But as nobody pointed out, if they can get the big banks on board, then it's a done deal at that point.
Yeah, unfortunately, we'll
talk more about that. But we do have Stephen on the line with us. He's in North Georgia, and you called in about this Congressperson Marjorie Taylor Greene. You say she is a huge Trump fanatic. And that's sort of what she's known for, apparently. And you were driving at some sort of point you wanted to make about her, or a question or whatever, so go ahead.
Yeah. So the big thing about her is I think that she, as a junior congressman, has perfected the art of figuring out what people want to hear and then saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become an issue because I don't know if the last 3 or 4 weeks have been an act or if they've been what she really believes. Because what's been happening the last couple of weeks is she has been screaming at the top of her lungs, literally running up and down the halls of Congress, screaming on TikTok, do not go to war, do not go to war, Vladimir Putin does not deserve this, do not go to war, Zelensky was embedded by the CIA, do not go to war, so on and so forth. And a lot of what she had to say, yes, was Zelensky put in power by the Obama administration and the CIA? Absolutely he was. Mm-hmm. Did we just absolutely do the Ukrainian people wrong time after time again? And is it time to just walk away and let this sort itself out and not get involved and worry about the fact that we're $30 trillion in debt? Yes.
A lot of these Republicans are sounding a lot like anti-war activists these days. I think my girlfriend was telling me earlier today that Candace Owens, who is this sort of well-known right-wing commentator, that she's been sounding very anti-war, like significantly. And I've seen some of these posts, and I was surprised about them. But then I said, oh, yeah, well, the Republicans aren't in power, so of course they're going to oppose the war that the Democrats
Democrats, you know, went out of their way for the last several years to paint Trump and Putin as friends. So the people mm-hmm. who really caught up in Trump mania or whatever word terminology they use for it, they look at Putin as a good guy, as a hero, as a friend.
And of course, yeah. You know, I'm kind of with Ian on this, that, you know, if you want to make Republicans support a war, get a Republican chief executive, and if you want to get Democrats to support a war, get a Democratic chief executive. You know, the Democrats hated the war in Iraq until Obama took power, and then all of a sudden it was all fine.
Right, the anti-war
left
disappeared.
They were firing Democratic bullets and not Republican bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the question I have. Do we stand alongside these people and say, I agree with you publicly, and try to explain to people how not only is this war wrong, but going into a place and just randomly killing people because they have cell phones and we think they're spotters? Yeah, that happened all the time when I was in Afghanistan. We randomly killed people for having cell phones.
I think I can answer. No.
Yeah.
We're not standing with her in being anti-war. She's finally standing with us. We've been anti-war. We've been saying this. We've been standing here saying this. So the fact that she's finally coming along, she's the one coming along and saying, oh, yeah, hey, it turns out these guys are right. So it doesn't require any change or acknowledgement
until,
from us.
Until
we just carry on doing
president.
Exactly what we've been doing for the last 20 years.
I think the,
so you wouldn't acknowledge the good deed that she did in saying this is morally repugnant.
Oh, absolutely, I would acknowledge it. I mean, I don't know about Aria, but I think that it's important to meet somebody where they are. And yes, we have been anti-war, pro-peace the entire time through all of the last various different governmental administrations, whoever it might have been. But when somebody says they, and thank you, by the way, Stephen, for the call tonight, when somebody says that they are against this war, we can point out that we're against all war, you know, with the exception of defending yourself. With the exception of defensive violence, and use this as an excuse to talk to that person. Now, the odds that you're going to get through to a congressperson or even be able to have a conversation with that person are near to zero. They're protected by staff. They've got, you know, people, gatekeepers in the way. So they're just going to make whatever statements they make, and we're not really going to have any effect on them. But the average Republican, the ones that you can meet on the street at an event, at a protest, at a Republican meeting of some sort, or whatever, wherever we're talking about it, you know, a local group, even not necessarily if they're a Republican group, but, you know, the veterans group that might be in the area, or wherever you would encounter one of these right-wingers who has been pro-war and now they're all of a sudden anti-war, that's a good time to start talking to them about principles and why, you know, they should have been anti-war during Iraq or Afghanistan or whatever. If you have a relationship with this person, this is a good time to build on that.
And I mean, I don't mind acknowledging that Taylor Greene or whatever her name is, mm-hmm. is, you know, right on this particular issue.
Yeah.
To me, it's obvious she is right because she's in agreement with me and I think I'm right on this particular issue. But to... I'm not going to stand with her on this issue, and that just isn't the way I view the scenario here. She's standing with us on the issue on this particular occasion. When she goes away to cheer for the war in Syria or the arming of Saudi Arabia...
Or the war on drugs.
Yeah, we're going to continue standing here saying the same stuff.
Or the war on immigrants.
Yeah.
Yeah, which she's big on.
I suspect she is. Yeah, she's a Trumper. Because that's where they're afraid of, you know, people, come across the border, you know, gotta stop that, gotta double size the border patrol, and so that's a war. This is a war on peaceful people that are in no way a threat whatsoever. So I hope we answered that question, Stephen. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Sarah.
Oh, yes. So it was announced on the news so that the Chevron oil refinery workers went on strike midnight last night. So that's the San Francisco area.
Okay.
Yeah, they went on strike. So, I mean, but kudos for them. I'm so excited that labor unions are stepping up.
Well, as someone who doesn't drive a vehicle that uses gasoline, I can see why you wouldn't care, Sarah.
She doesn't drive anything.
Right.
Wait a minute. It's the workers. I'm talking about, because they want everybody dumbed down, but it's people that are, yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, they have half of that brain. If all you got to do is figure out how much the Chevron stocks went up, you know, I mean, it went up like 100 points in the last 10 years. You know they're making money hand over fist, the CEOs and all the administrators. And they know that the workers are not, they're being shortchanged. They're being exploited as far as what they're concerned. You know, I mean, you know that. They blame the war, the Ukrainian war, for the gases going up, but we've been getting like 8% of the oil from them. But this is an opportunity for them to just price gouge. You know what I mean?
So if these people would be better off without their jobs, why don't they just quit?
Sarah?
I mean, they've got a job, and the job is harming them, it's exploiting them, so they'd be better off just not working, right?
Well, I mean, does that make sense? It's better to fight for your rights and fight for equality and equal pay. Don't you think that's a better way than just...
Equal to what?
Well, I mean, look about it. Look, in this capital system, they reward the capitalists.
All right, hold that thought, Sarah, because you're asking some really interesting questions here, Nobody, and I want to continue the discussion in moments. The number is 603-283-6160. It would seem like the reason they don't want to quit their jobs is because they're union jobs, and they probably get paid really good. Because usually union workers get paid like a multiple of whatever the minimum wage is in a lot of these cases, from what I understand. There's more coming.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, phones open. You can join the show here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. There's a lot of talk about government monies, government central bank digital currencies, but there are other options out there for transferring value from one human being to another without asking for permission, without the government having control. You ought to look into Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. Get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and you can begin learning about some of the basics when it comes to cryptocurrencies. Very important ideas. There's some new concepts that if you haven't looked into this, you do need to kind of wrap your head around, and they will help you do that over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started at the top of the page. And you can also do things like buy your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash there. And remember, you can buy a fraction of those things. You do not have to buy an entire Bitcoin because not many people can afford an entire Bitcoin these days. But you can do that, those sorts of things, through Bitcoin.com. They also have a great news site over at news.bitcoin.com, so check them out there. Sarah had called in about this Chevron strike, and according to the news media, there was apparently contract negotiations, and the workers at this United Steelworkers Union shop there in California said that they didn't agree with whatever the contract offer was from Chevron, and then refused to return to the bargaining, or the company refused to return to the bargaining table. So the strike began at 12:01, I guess, this morning. So, Sarah, right. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and nobody had asked you some questions, and I wanted to make sure we had a chance to really get your answers here. Nobody, I think your first question was, well, why don't they just quit their jobs if they're so terrible? Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, wait a minute. Isn't a strike walking off the job and they're refusing to work for a while? Isn't that what a strike means?
Well, it's refusing to work temporarily, but also having the government prevent other people from coming in and taking your job. Mm-hmm. There may well be unemployed people who would dearly love to have those jobs, but legally, the employer can't hire them. So then it becomes a situation where it's like, you know, basically a union is a labor cartel, and they have to have a way to prevent other people from having the freedom to do their job in order for that cartel to be effective. So that's the issue that I have with that.
Because there's nothing inherently wrong with organizing, right? Nobody?
If
people want to come together and try to get a higher, you know, rate of pay or better benefits or whatever and come together for that similar purpose and negotiate for those things, there's nothing inherently wrong. But what you're saying is that the state of California or the federal government or whoever has some sort of rule in place that prohibits Chevron from going somewhere else. They can't go outside of this particular union.
Exactly. And if when the government doesn't step in and cause that, then what you have is a situation where the union guys will physically assault people who are coming in to do their jobs, and they don't have a right to do that any more than a drug gang has a right to go to war with another drug gang because they're on their turf. And that, again, that's how cartels operate. So, you know,
okay, well, let me ask you a question. Do you like workers being exploited and working for slave labor? Is that what you support?
I'm strongly doubting that any American steelworkers are working for anything like slave wages.
$107,948 a year, according to Glassdoor.com. That is what they pay a Chevron refinery operator. Is almost $108,000 per year.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't necessarily call that a slave wage.
Okay, but look at it. Compared to the CEOs, the people that run the company, they've been making, like, their stock's been going up, like, 400%, 500%, or they're just making, I mean, just...
You know,
making,
any one of these
like,
workers could have taken some of this $108,000 and used it to buy shares in Chevron, right?
But, I mean, I'm just saying that as a communist.
I'm also just saying.
That's what I'm telling you.
Any one of these workers, unless they're living on $108,000 a year, which is pretty excessive, even in California.
It is California.
Yeah. You got to imagine that they could probably afford $5,000 worth of shares in Chevron in the last 5 years.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. Definitely appreciate you bringing this story to our attention, because it is an interesting story. It's probably not going to affect, you know, a whole big chunk of Chevron, because it's only this California refinery. They obviously have other locations where they do that, so it's probably not going to really affect their business in a huge way. But
yeah, I mean, the bottom line is wages are a result of supply and demand,
mm-hmm.
and if you think wages are too low, the way to get wages higher is start a business and hire people and increase the demand for labor. Supply and demand aren't just good ideas. They're laws of nature.
Yeah, and see if you can afford to pay those people 10% more or 20% more, and see if your business still works, see if the numbers still work. There may be a reason why no one's offering more than $108,000 a year for this position, because the market can't pay for it. It can't handle it.
It could well be.
In fact, Chevron here, according to Glassdoor.com, is actually higher than some other refinery operator payers. If you were working for Sunoco, for instance, you're only getting around $90,000 per year. So they get
almost 20% more.
Yeah, they get pretty good paycheck over there. But your point here is really good, Nobody, and that is that if the state wasn't involved in this, then it would be a completely different situation. And if you didn't have the thugs, union thugs outside, like intimidating potential new workers from coming into the shop, then it would be no big deal if somebody wanted to have a strike, and then they would have to strike on their own market values. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. you could hire new people for this job, but then you got to train them. You know, and yeah. there's a large cost involved in that, and if everyone walks off the job, or 90% of them walk off the job, it may very well be worth it to accept their demands and just pay them the extra, so you don't have to start from near zero and try to get this thing rolling from, you know, from a bunch of people that have no experience. Now, presumably you want to hire people with experience. So obviously some people are going to come over from Sunoco or whatever and get the extra 20%. But still, they got to learn the ropes at this new location, and there's some time and effort that's involved in that. So they do have there's something to be said for a group of people negotiating new
sure.
positions.
Sure, and you know, if you read The Wealth of Nations, unions were illegal when Adam Smith wrote The Wealth of Nations, and he argued against their illegality because
right.
that was a violation of the free market, and it was.
Yep.
The problem is that, and at one time unions were illegal in the United States. The problem is the government went straight from outlawing unions to subsidizing unions without going through a stage of just being neutral.
Mm.
And that's what the government should do, is just be neutral. Or go hang themselves, which would be fine, too.
Yeah, if they're going to exist, they shouldn't butt in to business decisions.
Yeah.
And employees making decisions is a business decision.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson says she always keeps a close eye on equal justice under the law. During the first day of Senate confirmation hearings, Jackson Brown calling herself humbled and honored by the nomination. As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, President Biden is adding a stop to his upcoming trip overseas.
President Joe Biden has added a stop in Poland to his trip this week to Europe for urgent talks with NATO and the European allies as Russian forces continue to pound Ukraine. Biden will first travel to Brussels, then to Poland to meet with leaders there.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. Stocks are down after the Fed Reserve hinted at larger rate hikes, the Dow losing 201 points, the S&P slipping less than 2 points, and the NASDAQ fell 55. USA Radio News. President Biden believes the best way to avoid another world war with respect to Russia's invasion of Ukraine is to prevent the U.S. and NATO from having military involvement on the ground. The White House press secretary was questioned about Ukrainian President Zelensky's comments surrounding a potential World War III.
I can't assess. Obviously, I know many of you will speak or hear more from President Zelensky soon, and I would expect he can speak more to what he meant by that.
Jen Psaki saying the most effective role the nation can play is by continuing to provide military, economic, and humanitarian assistance. The tidal wave of Ukrainians displaced by Russia's conflict continues spilling into border nations and other countries, surpassing more than 3 million people since the invasion began on the 24th of February. The United Nations reporting that nearly half of those are children, while 9 out of 10 people escaping are either women or minors. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
Aria.
And nobody.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime at freetalklive.com. I want to say thanks to Roger Paxton, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via our AMPS Patreon, and he's a gold-level supporter, so thank you, Roger, for that. Roger is actually a former occasional co-host on the program. Great guy. Miss him. I think he's moved down to Tennessee or something like that temporarily.
I think so.
Sounds like he plans to come back up here, but he needed to get some work, from what I understand. But still supporting Free Talk Live, so really appreciate that, Roger. And you can join the AMPS program just as Roger has done. In fact, you can only all we ask for is $5 a month. He's doing 10, so thank you there. But if you want to do at least $5 a month, head over to amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Aria, you've got a list of 7 things that...
Everyone loves lists, right? So whenever I see one of these articles, it's like, here's 7 things I learned from Trump or Biden or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's... Even if it's bad, it's good. Not good stuff. Yeah. We can pull out of it. This is totally bad.
I haven't seen this one, so share it with us. Let's jump in. Well, and where is this being posted, by the way?
Newsweek.
Okay.
And it's from Robert Reich, as in Third Reich. No joke. That's really his name.
Wasn't he the right-wing guy? Wasn't there a right-winger with that name at one point? Why does that sound familiar? Maybe it's just because it's Reich. I don't know.
It sounds to me like some right-wing, ultra-conservative character from the 1990s, and I don't know why that is, like one of those super religious...
Well, the name isn't doing him any favors, yeah. Right? I know you like to say that a person's name says a lot about them, and his last name is Reich.
It is Reich.
It's going to make sense as we go further
Okay,
along.
So this is probably the apparently former... bureaucrat. He was the U.S. Secretary of Labor from 1993 to 1997, working for Bill Clinton. So I'm guessing that's the same person.
I would imagine so.
But anyway, let's go on.
He says, I used to believe several things about the 21st century, that Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine and Donald Trump's election in 2016 have shown me are false. I assume he didn't number these because he's a bad journalist, but I'm going to number them for him. I don't even know if there's seven of them, in fact. But number one, nationalism is disappearing. I expected globalization would blur borders, create economic interdependence among nations and regions, and extend a modern consumer and artistic culture worldwide. I was wrong. Both Putin and Trump have encouraged xenophobic nationalism to build their power. Putin's aggression has also ignited an inspiring patriotism in Ukraine. So, he evidently...
Now, how does that differ? Why is Ukrainian nationalism patriotism or American patriotism nationalism?
Well, you make a good point, because in theory, patriotism and nationalism are going to be different things, right? Like, you're a patriot if you love the ideas of the United States, liberty, freedom, and all of that stuff, and that's often going to put you at odds with the nation that is the United States, which is a warmongering, tyrannical hellscape.
So that's interesting. I've never heard it differentiated that way.
A true patriot would essentially hate the nation that is the United States.
Or if not the nation, at least the government that is exploiting the United States.
Right, because generally it's hard to discern the difference between a patriot and a nationalist, because usually the patriots are still waving the same flags.
Because they're nationalists. And right. They've adapted the word as their own, right?
Yeah.
Just like they took a person's love for their homeland, like, hey, I was born here, I would fight and die for this land. They took that and they made it, you would fight and die for the United States government, and that's not true for the bulk of these people. They just get brainwashed into believing it is.
By the way, I pulled up the story here, so if you want me to take over for you...
Yeah, that would be good.
You want me to take over now?
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, for listeners that don't know, Aria had some surgery on her throat like a month or so, 2 months ago, and it's...
It was about 2 months ago.
It's been a long road.
I've actually been recovering like really well through the last week, but I just so happened to develop a cold like 3 days ago that put me right back sounding like at the beginning.
All right, so here's number two on this list of seven things that, and this is from TheGuardian.com, and this is that Robert Reich, by the way, I did verify. Yep, 75 years old, 4'11", by the way, not a very tall man at all. He says, I assumed, or this is headline here, nations can no longer control what their citizens know. I assume that emerging digital technologies, including the internet, would make it impossible to control worldwide flows of information and knowledge. Tyrants could no longer keep their people in the dark or hoodwink them with propaganda. Wrong again. Trump filled the media with lies, as has Putin. Putin has also cut off Russian citizens from the truth about what's occurring in Ukraine. Well,
isn't it interesting that the people who are actually being cut off, the Russians, are being blamed for it, because, you know, it's not Russia Today saying that, or it's not Russia saying that CNN can't broadcast in Russia. CNN decided to not to broadcast in Russia. And it's not the Russians who are saying that Russia Today can't be broadcast outside Russia. It's everybody else.
It's the European Union, it's Australia, it's now Canada banning RT, and of course a lot of corporations, even without a government mandate, like DirecTV have pulled the RT station.
But if CNN hadn't pulled out of Russia, would the Russian government still be willing to allow CNN to broadcast there?
I don't know.
That's a good point. I don't know if CNN had a channel in Russia, but if they've certainly pulled their reporters out from CNN. Yeah. I don't know if there's like a CNN.ru.
Well, they announced a while ago that they were going to stop broadcasting there, so I assume that they had started at some point. I think it was broadcasting.
Really?
But I could be wrong.
That is one worth looking into, because, yeah, I certainly am not sure where all of CNN's bureaus are. They have certainly have reporters in Moscow, but they may have pulled them out due to this situation. I don't know if they actually had a broadcast facility, because generally when you look into Russian news media, you find nothing but Russian-controlled or state-controlled media. There's almost nothing. There was a story that we reported on a couple weeks ago, early on in this situation with Ukraine, where the Russian government has come after what was described as the one liberal TV channel and the one liberal radio station. Now, I don't know if that means that there are independent other radio stations and TV channels, but the way the news was made to sound was, and it was, by the way, being reported by RT. So it wasn't like they're covering this up or anything like that. They actually interviewed some of the people from the TV station and quoted them. And so the TV station was saying they're going to sue because they believed it was unconstitutional, even under the Russian constitution, for what the Russian government was doing to them, basically shutting them down. The Russian government was alleging that the stations were calling for violence.
And didn't all this happen after the U.S. government and its corporate allies effectively shut down Russia Today America?
It was around the same time. It was all kind of happening at around the same time. So there's no doubt Russia is not a freedom-oriented place. However, what this guy is saying here is totally slanted. I mean, he's acting as though, oh, well, Putin is cutting Russian people off. Well, we just read to you at the very beginning of the show that the Ukrainian dictator has now said... Apparently, there's martial law has been declared, by the way, in Ukraine. That's another
story. I'm not surprised, though. In the midst of a war zone with your nation being invaded, martial law could be a sensible approach.
And under that, they are now restricting all private television services from broadcasting anything but government propaganda.
See, that's where they lose me. But if you want to be like, hey, look, there's literally tanks rolling into our neighborhood. We don't want to accidentally shoot you while you're out there walking your dog. So after 8 o'clock, maybe stay inside. I wouldn't be a fan of that, but I could understand it.
They had that weeks ago. They had a curfew in place. That was early on in this situation. So now it's quote-unquote martial law, which is just an excuse to do completely dictatorial things like this. So the exact same thing is happening in Ukraine. If it's true that Putin has cut off the Russian people from, quote-unquote, the truth, the same thing is true in Ukraine. And he says Trump filled the media with lies? Well, that's what every president does.
That's what every politician does. That's what all of these people at Newsweek have done.
Yeah, exactly. And at the very least, the media didn't just buy it when it came with... Came to Trump, right? Like, they were constantly at Trump's throat and questioning him back.
And don't forget covering up the Biden laptop.
Yeah, that's one of the most recent revelations. There's more on the...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnyvae, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnyvae Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnyvae. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bae.com. Remember, just search for Sunnyvae Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnyvae.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. We're sharing the seven things that, according to Robert Reich, who's a former bureaucrat from the Clinton administration, seven things that he says Putin and Trump have convinced me he was wrong about the 21st century.
I can imagine being this guy's age and still living in that worldview, right? Like, I learned nothing going from Trump to Biden to Putin's war, because nothing changed when we went from when those conditions changed. Everything went on exactly as it had been going on for years before.
At least as far as within the government, the media is definitely more of a Biden lapdog now than they were with Trump. That's changed a bit.
Yeah, but, like, I used to be really active on Quora, mm-hmm. which is a questions and answer thing, right. And one of the answers...
Well, I'd say the media was a Biden laptop under Trump as well.
Yeah.
I got a comment on an answer that I posted from, like, 2016 recently, where I alluded to the Russian invasion of Ukraine in 2014 as pointing out that libertarians don't love Putin. We just love pointing out that there's no real difference between him and the President of the United States, and that's why... Yeah. Libertarians frequently talk about him, but Russia was invading Ukraine in 2014, apparently, so nothing has changed. It's just happening again.
Yeah, and we're still on number two here on his list. The first one, he said that he believed that nationalism was disappearing, but Donald Trump and Putin changed his mind on that. And the second one here is that nations can no longer control what their citizens know. Did he not hear about how the Biden administration has been hiring TikTokers to spew propaganda? Because that's a thing now.
Well, the Biden administration can do that to affect what people know. But here in the United States, at least, I don't think the Biden administration can control what we know, because we do have access to things like Library and Odyssey.
Well, they can certainly silence a lot of voices for the majority of people through their operatives in Twitter and their operatives in Facebook.
Through an FBI raid.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, I mean, it's just this guy is so one-sided, it's ridiculous. But we go on, because he's got more. Number three on the list. Advanced nations will no longer war over geographic territory. Remember, this is what he believed, and that then...
his belief was changed, supposedly.
Didn't Russia annex Georgia in, like, 2016, 2017? Wasn't that, like, pretty recent?
I don't think they've successfully annexed Georgia.
Okay. I don't know.
Georgia still, quote-unquote, exists, and I think there's some dispute regarding that particular landmass. So he says, I thought that in the, quote, new economy, land was becoming less valuable than technological know-how and innovation. Competition among nations would therefore be over the development of cutting-edge inventions. I was only partly right. While skills and innovation are critical, land still provides access to critical raw materials and buffers against potential foreign aggressors.
No, okay, I understand what he thought.
He didn't know that?
He didn't. He bought the socialist propaganda that we've defeated scarcity. Scarcity is no longer a real thing. We can just magic up anything we need. All of these resources that exist in certain parts of the land, that's mythical. Everything exists in limitless bounty now.
And what does Trump or Putin have to do with his revelation on this particular issue?
Well, he gets to blame them. It's like, we had done away with scarcity, and then these crazy psychopaths brought it back.
I mean, Trump reduced the troop count in Afghanistan, and Biden finished the job and removed troops from Afghanistan. But the U.S. government continues to occupy hundreds, 700-something military bases or more all around the planet. So that hasn't changed under Biden.
No, and they're still supporting the Saudi Arabian genocide against the Yemenis.
Yeah, that's right.
And they just sent them getting nothing back for it, because when they asked Saudi Arabia to pump more oil, Saudi Arabia says, screw you.
What was it you just said there, Arya?
That the American government just sent a bunch of Patriot missiles to the Saudi government in an effort to smooth over some of these tensions that have been developing in the last few weeks.
So now they can murder more people.
Well, they want to bribe them to turn on the oil spigots.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's some missiles. You can murder some more kids.
Oh, yeah. And they're also cozying up with the Venezuelan dictator down there, too, because they want his oil now. Major nuclear. This is number four here on his list of things that he has now learned are not true. Major nuclear powers will never risk war against each other because of the certainty of mutually assured destruction. He says, I bought the conventional wisdom that nuclear war was unthinkable. I fear I was wrong. Putin is now resorting to dangerous nuclear brinksmanship.
I haven't seen any of that from Putin. I've seen it from the Western media.
This is true. There has been some in Russia who have talked about their nuclear prowess. I don't know if it has been Putin directly or just some underlings or newsmen or whatever there, but they've definitely touted it.
I think he's made some statements.
But still, it is definitely true that there is such a thing as mutually assured destruction, and the odds that there are going to be a nuclear strike involved in this situation are near to zero. Why would they drop a nuke on a country right next door to them, number one? Because, you know, it's not that far across the border as far as the fallout is concerned. And number two, they wouldn't do it because they don't want someone to launch a counterstrike against them. So it's just the whole idea of nuclear anything being involved in this conflict just seems completely unbelievable. Like, it's total fear-mongering on the part of the mainstream media.
I think you're absolutely right, because I remember when they first touted this out, when they first brought this out, like a few days after the invasion of Ukraine, when it became clear that Russia wasn't going to just storm in and just decimate the place overnight, Putin said something to the effect of, look, if the United States wants to get involved, we have the power to crush our enemies, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the media here in the United States, here in the West, took that and said, Putin's threatening to use nukes against the United States if they get involved. When he said no such thing, he did kind of imply it.
Yeah, he just said you're going to regret it, basically. I remember the statement you're talking about. It says you will have never experienced this, or something like
that. Yeah, but he never said, we're gonna start nuking you.
Yeah. No, he didn't. Next point here. He says, civilization, again, these are things he learned were not true. Civilization will never again be held hostage by crazy isolated men with the power to wreak havoc. He says, I assume this was a phenomenon of the 20th century, and that 21st century governments, even totalitarian ones, would constrain tyrants. Trump and Putin have convinced me I was mistaken. Well, what in the world would have made him think?
Did you not hear about the Philippines?
Yeah, what's that guy's name? I'm forgetting.
Duterte?
Duterte, that's right.
Yeah, he's crazy. Doesn't he actually go out there with the police and kill people?
He has.
Yeah.
He was known for that when he was a mayor, I believe, of one of the bigger cities there in the Philippines, was actually going on kill squads, going out with kill squads and executing people.
But yeah, you know what? It's all Trump and Putin, that stuff. That's 20th century fiction.
Right. I just don't understand what would have, you know, this is just straight up propaganda, and there's no reason why he would have actually made these assumptions at any point.
I mean, he probably does believe them, though.
I don't know if I buy it. Advances in warfare. This is his next one. Advances in warfare, such as cyber warfare and precision weapons, will minimize civilian casualties. He says, I was persuaded by specialists in defense strategy that it no longer made sense for sophisticated powers to target civilians. Utterly wrong. Civilian casualties in Ukraine are mounting.
That never made sense as a strategy.
Did he not pay attention during the Barack Obama administration where there were absolutely people being killed in things like wedding parties and hospitals, just like during the Bush administration? But since he seems to want to just blame Trump or whatever, Trump dropped bombs too, for sure, but so did his predecessors in the 21st century. So again, not sure what he's saying here. And yeah, civilian casualties in Ukraine are mounting, but why? Is it because of the Ukrainian government?
Might it be because Zelensky was like, hey, civilians, go out there and fight the Russians? That could be why civilian deaths are mounting.
Or maybe he's forcing them to.
He is. You know? There is a draft there.
There is a draft.
If you're a male under the age of 65, 60? You're not allowed.
Once you're drafted, 60. You're not a civilian anymore, though.
Sure. There was a video I saw today of, and I don't know, you know, again, a lot of these videos, you don't know when they happened. We found out that many of these videos are completely, you know, years old. They've been around forever, and they might have happened in Ukraine.
It seems like the one thing we can be sure of is that Zelensky is enjoying this.
Oh, he's getting all kinds of publicity out of
him. Yeah, he's posing in these pictures like he's on a tour of Disney World.
Well, he is an actor, by the way.
And he's loving every minute of it.
So let's see here. Oh, so again, the civilian casualty count. There's also, so the video I saw was of, allegedly, of an intercepted missile, intercepted Russian missile falling on some sort of like house or whatever, apartment, whatever it was, in the street, on a building. And it's like, okay, well, they intercepted the missile, and so therefore, had the missile struck its target, it was likely going for some sort of military target, because according to the Russians, they're only going after military targets. Now, again, are they telling the truth?
I doubt it.
The number here is 603-283-6160. There's video of Russian troops talking with the Ukrainians, telling them they're here to protect them.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.